going to invite you to turn in the book of Genesis. This morning, our topic is, my job is a hot mess. And maybe not all of you are in the workforce yet, and some people are already laughing out there. And you know that work can be a hot mess at times. And I'm going to share some of those things with you this morning. I spent, most of you know that I am a second career pastor, and I spent right at 20 years in the workforce, and I've been where you've sat, and now God has me on the other side in the ministry. But I totally understand, and I'll share some of those things with you in just a moment. But I'm going to start in the book of Genesis, 1 verse 1 and 2 verse 15, then we're going to go to the book of Matthew and the book of John. And here's something I'm going to challenge you with. I don't care if you're working full-time or if you're retired or you're a stay-at-home mom or whatever it might be. You have a job before you that God calls you to things. Whether you get paid or not for them doesn't matter. But God has work for us and for us to take care of and to do. And I want you to look at the work that you do, hopefully in a different way after this message this morning, on the way you do things and the way that you get up tomorrow morning and go to work on Monday. How does that affect you, and who are you praising and worshiping in your work? Who are you working for? All right? So keep those in mind as you read here. Genesis 1, verse 1, you probably know this. It's pretty well, we should have it memorized. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And that's where I want to stop. But here's what I want you to think about that verse. In the beginning, God created. And we're going to leave it set at that this morning. Now I'll go to Genesis 2, verse 15. The Lord took the man, which is Adam, put in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And so there's our command that we are to work. And he has things for us to do in this world. And then turn with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, one verse. It's about on page 1510. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And then also to the book of John. John 4, verse 34. This is Jesus speaking here. This is what he said. My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. So when you think about food, what does food do to you? Fills you up, nourishes you, keeps you going, right? So Jesus says, my food is to do the work of God. That's what he says to you and I, the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray for a blessing upon your word here this morning. We pray for your spirit to bring that word to life. Lord, may you give us new understanding of that teaching. Lord, the things you call us to in this world as we talk about our work, Lord, and the hot messes that we sometimes find ourselves in today. Lord, may you speak to us by your Spirit. May you open their hearts, minds, and souls to receive your teaching and your blessing today. Lord, I pray too that these words are yours, never mine. May you fill me with that same Spirit, Lord. In Jesus, I pray these things. Amen. I'm going to share a picture with you this morning. That is probably, I think it is right at 20 years old. I was a little younger back then. Sorry, it's black and white. It's a newspaper clip. But that's me there in the green. And believe it or not, I actually had dark hair back then. So, but that was that was in 2003. I was just getting ready to leave the Farmers Co-op Exchange in Rock Rapids, Iowa. I spent 14 years of my life there. I started out as an agronomist and drove truck. And then I was, by the end, the last 6 years, I was the general manager of both Rock Rapids and Leicester, and I had 22 employees that I managed and took care of. And some of you I've worked with on the farm side got to know some of you quite well. And I still have a lot of people I know in that area. But let me tell you what, when you're the general manager, guess where all the hot messes stop? On my desk. So let me share just a few of those things that I experienced in the 14 years that I was there. Now, I wasn't the manager all those years, but out of those years, between location manager and department manager for the feed, and I'd run the office in Rock Rapids, and then finally general manager, out of those 14 years, I was in some type of a management position for all but two of those years that I would oversee people. And here's a list of things that I experienced. Now, some of you will understand this. Some you can laugh at. Some are dead serious. You would never believe that these things go on. And so here's some of the things that happened to me when I was managing. I had a feed truck driver one time that delivered a load of feed to a bulk bin about 7 miles north of Lester. And he decided that somehow he got interrupted, and he left his auger up in the air, and he drove all the way back to Lester, and he took down, I think, 4 or 5 power lines on the way back to town. And before he was back to town, if you know Ross Lumens, he's the general manager at the Lion REC in Rock Rapids, he was already on the phone to me saying, "Hey, you got a problem." I said, "Oh, really? What? Yeah, your truck's taking our power lines down throughout the countryside." And so luckily, REC was very gracious. They went out, put all those lines back up, and they never charged us for that. So we're both cooperatives, but that happened. One phone call. One day, we had a tender truck driver out with a water tank, and we have a screw-in lid on the top, and there was a car behind this water tank going down Highway 9 towards Rock Rapids, and guess what? The lid flew off, hit the guy's windshield, and completely shattered it. And, of course, I had no idea, so the guy pulls up to the office with a completely shattered windshield, comes in, a little hot, right? "Look what happened to my car." And, of course, I have to go out there and deal with that. And you deal with those hot types of messes all the time. And here's another one I had. You know, when you're the boss, you also deal with some employees. I had one time where we had a couple employees working in our feed mill. We hired a new guy to be in the bag warehouse. And the guy was a little bit difficult to get along with. And the feed mill manager and him got into it one day. And the feed mill guy must have made him mad because he pulled a knife out on him, threatened him. And guess what? That employee was no longer with us after that event. He was gone right there, right away. And so you deal with that type of stuff as well. We've delivered feed to the wrong bin and had to scoop it out. We sprayed the wrong field. We run over a farmer's dog. That's a tough one when you kill somebody's dog with a feed truck. And then how do you go out and try to patch that back together? Maybe you just need to, I didn't help bury his dog, but maybe I should have. But you think about the things that go on. I've been praised for doing a good job as a manager, and I've been sued as a manager for not doing a job, and everything in between over those years. And so those are the hot messes that I dealt with. Some of them, it's not all of them. But I will say this, and you might ask, why did you stay working there, right? But there's also many blessings on the other side as well that outweighed the bad stuff. And thankfully, this all didn't happen on one day. Right? It was spread out. Some days it feels like that, though, doesn't it? That all this stuff happens on one day, but really it's not as bad when you take a look and look back over it. God was in the mix of everything that was going on. So I'm thankful for that. But here's the point I want to make to you this morning. You and I are all called to some kind of work in our lives, right? It might be paid, it might not be. You might be in the workforce, you might be retired, you might be too young to be in the workforce, but God has you involved in things in your life that he calls you to this morning, and I want you to think about that. Now, many of us, we have 8 to 5 jobs. If you're a farmer, that does not fit that window because you have, hours are all over the place. Maybe you're a business person and you have different hours as well. Or you're a nurse, you work the night shift or wherever it might be, but God calls you to some kind of work in your life. And so I want you to think about those things. So no matter what we call our job here, at times it's going to feel like a hot mess. Things aren't going to go perfect in life. Things are not going to always go your way. There's going to be disruptions. And you're going to feel like at some point that things are out of control. And here's what I want you to think about in life. When your work becomes out of control, I want you to give that to God. And here's how you're going to do it as you go through the rest of this message here today, when those types of days come. So today, we're going to dive into what the Bible says about the work we do, our perspective on it, and even how to respond to keep peace at our jobs amid the hot messes. Right? Some of you, If you get a little bit of a temper when something goes wrong and you fly off the handle or whatever it might be, maybe this will be some things in here today that will help you figure out and stay grounded that God's in the middle of the hot mess. God is working in the middle of those hot messes. And so let's begin here this morning. Genesis 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created. It's a verb. God is doing something, right? God calls us into that. The writer says God created. So he's put something into motion at the very beginning of time. And then over the next 6 days, we talked about creation here not that long ago. And then he provides us the model for us how we should work on our own lives. The seventh he rested, la-da-da-da, so on. And then he invites human beings into the work that he's already doing, that he started. So here's a crucial point that you and I must understand when it comes to our jobs that you and I have. All right? Here's the point I want you to think about this morning. Your job is to join God in your work, whatever he calls you to. Now, keep that question in your mind as I go through the rest of this message here this morning, because it'll start to make sense to you. What do you mean by join God in my work? Okay? So some of my first jobs when I was younger, I worked for a lot of local farmers in the area, around the Elwood area and so on. Baled hay, cleaned out farrowing crates, power washed hog houses out, did all that kind of stuff, right? But I was working for myself at a young age, as a teenager. Because guess what I wanted as a young boy? A car, right? So I worked for the car. And then guess when I got the car, guess what I wanted? I wanted money to go out on Friday and Saturday night. So I worked for that. But then after I got through this, it took me a while to figure this out. As you get older and you start to understand, you grow in your faith, that really I was working for myself. And when I started to realize in my life that you start to work for God, that it's much more fulfilling. It's much more satisfying to do those types of things than to simply just be working for yourself, but to work for God. Maybe you can relate to this story today. So maybe one question we should maybe think about this morning is who are you working for, right? Go beyond, oh, I work for the elevator. Oh, go beyond, oh, I work for the neighbor, or whatever it is. But who are you working for? Are you working for yourself and your own ambitions and your own goals? Or are you working for God and his kingdom? That's something I think you need to ask yourself, especially when it comes to hot messes that you're going to encounter. Because you're all going to have them, right? You all have stories that I could tell you about. Tell me about this. And you'll come up with them. Some are funny. Some are very serious. Some are hard and difficult. Some you got by with just fine. So here's what God said after creating human beings. I want you to join me in the work that I'm already doing. Genesis 2 verse 15 said, the Lord took the man, he put him in the garden, he said, now work it and then keep it. Don't let it get away from you. Right? And how long was this supposed to be for? In Genesis 2 verse 15, it's before the fall. That was supposed to be for eternity. Forever, that he set this in place for you and I, right? Some of you are thinking, man, I'm supposed to work forever? Yeah, but when you're working for God, it won't seem like work, will it? So listen to that phrase. God first, through the creation of the heaven and the earth, put something into motion. Then after creation of mankind, he motions to us, come join me. Do the work of the kingdom. And I'll give you things to do while you're doing this. Right? Your jobs, the many different things that you are called to do on a daily basis or seasonal basis, whatever it is. So maybe you're a stay-at-home mom this morning. We have a few of those in here. And maybe this is what you need to hear. Maybe you're trying to manage your young kids and family with different schedules and you're running all over. Maybe you think you're at a dead-end job. Man, this is unfulfilling. I don't get nothing out of this. And the question comes back to them, who are you working for in the midst of that dead-end job? What's God doing? So be encouraged today. that God is also at work in the midst of that job, whatever it is that he's called you to. Moms, dads, for you that sometimes maybe you think that your time with your kids can be a little unraveling at times and so on in life, may you know that God is working in your children's lives as well. There are things that are continually going on, and your job is to join in that work. Be faithful stewards. Be joyous in the midst of what God has entrusted and called you to do from day to day in your life. I have a question for you. Have you ever met a person who finds their work to be joyful and they're happy and they're just over the top? You know what I'm talking about? Have you met that person in life? And here's my answer to that person. And more than likely, if you were to ask them, do you have a faith? And they say, yep, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and I've joined him in his work. And they find satisfaction in that. And they find joy in that. And guess what? It radiates out. You can see it, that they're happy. How many of you ever experienced an unhappy employee in a place of business that you ever been to? Ever had that? Try going to a restaurant lately. Right? They're also happy, correct? They're about six short of what they should have. Right? Things could be a little messy, maybe whatever, and wow, how things have changed. But here's the point. You know, if you're not happy, maybe consider changing your job. Or consider who you're working for in the midst of the work that God has called you to. Be encouraged that God is at work. Your job is to join God in his work. Be faithful. Be joyous. But let me also be real with you this morning. No matter what our job is, doing what we just said is extremely difficult to actually live it out day after day after day, isn't it? Because you're not going to be up to par every day. You're human. You're going to fall short. You're going to make mistakes. Things aren't going to go well. There's going to be frustrations. There's going to be coworkers along the way that you might not get along with, or maybe that work in the same manner that you do. Things never go as planned, and that can be a really draining feeling. And so this is why I must ask this answer to you in your jobs, to what God has called you to. This is the most important question I'm going to ask you this morning. So listen closely. When it comes to your job, where do you find fulfillment in what you do? When things get really difficult and the hot mess explodes, where do you find fulfillment? Where does that come from? Or maybe you're thinking, how do I find it? Because it's real easy for you and I to place our identity in what we do, isn't it? And when you start to place your identity in what you do, then I wonder where God's at in the picture. Right? I could speak to you men this morning because I've been there. When I left the elevator in 2003 and went to farm, I kind of lost my identity. I was out in the public. I knew a lot of people. There are things going on. Things are happening. And all of a sudden, that all disappeared. It's like, well, who's Rob Horseman now? Right? But then after a while, God began to work, and he called me into ministry. And then I realized, I'm not an elevator manager, first and foremost. I'm not a father, first and foremost. I'm not a husband, first and foremost. I am first and foremost a child of the living God. That's who I am. And all those other things that I have could be taken away from me, like that. But never will the child of God be taken away from me. Ever. And that's my identity. And that's where I can work from. And that's how I get fulfilled. That's what brings me joy. You know, being in ministry and being in this church for 13 years, I can't share the hot messes with you because it involves people's lives, right? But I guarantee, this is what I want to say to you. The elevator business and the hot messes there are no different than church with the hot messes. Maybe even ramped up a little bit with people's lives and the things that go on from day to day. But what the great part about all those things is, in the midst of those hot messes, is that I see God at work. I see God intervene in things that I would never think would happen or take place. I see people's lives changed. I see miracles that are answered through our prayers as a church for people's lives, and so do you. Our identities. So remember at the end of the day, when you've had a hot mess of a day, that you are still a child of God that is deeply loved. And that's all that matters. Because you'll have days when the wheels fall off. I guarantee you that you will. Let me ask you another deep question this morning. And here it is. Are you expecting to get something from a job that it can't fully give you forever? You got to think about that question just a little bit in your mind. Are you expecting something from this job that it can't give you, to fulfill you, to complete you, right? Maybe some of you have that emptiness and you're not fulfilled and you're wondering, why is that? What's going on in my life? Because you got great vacation, you got great pay, you get the ability to maybe work from home, or your schedule is kind of can fluctuate, and you got those types of things. I mean, everything's good, but it's still not what you want. And all those things that I listed are temporary. So here's what I want you to think about in life. Remember that verse where I said, what does Jesus mean when he says in John 4, verse 34, Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of God. What does that mean to you and I as it relates to our work and being fulfilled? And God created you and I. And here's the answer to that, is he created you and I to join him in his work. And when we join him in his work, we are going to be fulfilled. Those desires that you have that you're trying to pull out of your job and you're wondering why can't they be fulfilled? Because you're missing the point that you have to join God in your work. And some of you I know are there and you're doing it and you're blessed and you're fulfilled, but some of you are not. You're looking and you're striving and you don't know why. That's why. Jesus said that his job was to do his Father's work. You and I are no different. We are to do the Father's work no matter what he calls you to, and you might even be paid to do it because most of you have paid jobs. And God says, I'm going to work right alongside of you. Come join me. And you can be so blessed when your mindset is like that. That's where you get your nourishment for life. If you're in a dead-end job right now, and I'll just go even a little bit further. If your job just sucks, you're like, you can't even get up in the morning and go to work anymore, then you need to ask yourself, what do I need to do to fulfill my life with God? Am I in the right career? Am I where I'm supposed to be? And maybe it's to change something. Or maybe it's to get a different outlook on life when you go to work tomorrow instead of showing up there and just being a deadbeat. Right? When you work for God, it's different. And I've experienced that personally. Because worldly things and worldly accomplishments will not fill what your heart's desiring. You can't work hard enough for it. You can't work long enough for it in your life. Only God will bring that fulfillment. So if you're struggling with the hot messes, then maybe you need to refocus your efforts on whom you work for and why. There's one final thing I want to share with you this morning as we finish up. When it comes to keeping peace, joy, and focus in our jobs, especially when there's a hot mess, this is what I want you to know. I want you to realize this when you leave here today, that you've been assigned kingdom work. Some of you might not even know it, but God's using you in some way, in some form or some fashion, no matter where you are. And you might even be a student. You might be a college kid. You might be in the workforce for 40 years. But God assigns everyone kingdom work. You might be retired and think, oh, my job is done. No, God's going to continue to use you. And if you're willing, you'll be greatly blessed. That's what I want to share with you this morning. So God calls you to work with him and to work alongside of him in our lives. I want you to think about the Apostle Paul. Now, Paul, you know, was Saul. He wrote probably more than half the New Testament. He was a sinner. He killed God's people. And then Jesus got a hold of him and changed his life. And he became an avid follower of Jesus Christ. In fact, to the point where he is stoned and beaten and everything. But he's going to share the love of Jesus Christ with anybody that wanted to listen in his life. And as he got older, he said this out of Acts 20, verse 23 and 24, because he got it. Now, Paul, he was a tent maker, and he traveled, and he's a missionary, and he was kind of homeless as he traveled. He stayed with people, but he made his wage, and he preached the good news of Jesus Christ. And he's on his way to Jerusalem, and he said this in these verses I want to read to you. Before verse 23 that you see, it says, I was constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, meaning that I'm willing to risk whatever it takes to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. And then it went on to say this, which you can see on the screen. Except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that I'm imprisoned and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself. If only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Now that's quite a statement, isn't he? He ever gone to work like that? Willing to die for it? To share the good news? That's a totally different way to approach work, isn't it? But that's the way he approached it. And what I love, as soon as I say that, this is how it looks. Oh, don't look at me, Pastor Rob. Right? That's what I'm talking about. That's what Paul is doing here in the way that he's going to live his life for Christ as he's doing his work. He dedicated his life to God. He understood that when he signed up to follow Jesus Christ, there'd be work for him to do along the way. There's work for you and I to do along the way, people. And God calls us to many different things and the many things that you do throughout life. So for some of you in the room this morning, this is good encouragement. But it also might be a reminder to some that are maybe struggling. Stay the course, right? Remember your higher calling for what he's called you to. And maybe you need to begin that journey this morning of working for God instead of working for yourself or working for your employer, but to work for God. So let me just finish up with a couple things here this morning. First, remember your call to join God with the work that he's already doing in the world. And anybody can do this. Second, remember that you are God's beloved son or daughter, deeply loved. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus in the middle of the hot mess especially. And third, remember when you join God in his work, you are entering into a sacred and holy calling on your life, just like Paul was doing. Join him. Here's what I want you to think about today. I want your Monday morning. How many of you love Monday mornings? Get to go to work for the week, right? I want your Monday morning, tomorrow morning, I want it to be different for you. Get a good night's sleep. Get up in the morning and spend a little time with God and pray and then go to work. And do it for God. And see how it changes your life. That's what I want you to do. It's my challenge for you this week. And if you don't go to work tomorrow, whenever you go to work, whenever that is, Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, that's how I want you to do it. Deal? All right. I won't be here next week to ask you how it went. But I know that God will not let you down. But I also know, be ready for the hot mess, because God says they'll come. Right? They're going to happen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. May you bless us. Lord, may your spirit fill us. May you empower us, especially tomorrow morning when we begin a new week, Lord. May we be working for you in all that we do. In Jesus I pray, amen.